From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Juan Williams joins us to try to answer this. The conventions are over, so what is this election about?
Try this. It's the economy, the big news today. A spike in unemployment last month, now 6.1% in August, and that is a five-year high.
And a big issue in the states where people think the campaign will be decided, places like Pennsylvania and that gritty city that the candidates keep talking about.
I am here for everyone I grew up with in Scranton and Wilmington.
We tend to prefer candidates who don't talk about us one way in Scranton and another way in San Francisco.
The vice presidential nominees, Joe Biden, Sarah Palin, and the really big guys are talking about Scranton, too.
Barack Obama was in Scranton earlier today. NPR's Audie Cornish joined him on a visit to a company called Shot Glass Technologies. I spoke with her earlier and asked her what Barack Obama was doing there.
It's the sort of thing Senator Obama has been doing all week. Yesterday, he was at a hydropower company, and he's definitely made a point in the economy and has been making those points in front of blue-collar workers.
And so both Senator Obama and Senator McCain are spending a lot of time in places like Scranton, in places in the Rust Belt, where the economy has affected people perhaps disproportionately.
The economy is the central issue. These are two states in which it's incredibly important because they have lost many jobs, say in Ohio with steel industry or coal industries. And these are two battleground states that both Obama and McCain need to win. Pennsylvania, the Democrats have won the last two election cycles, but Ohio, not so much. And so Senator Obama is trying to make headway with voters that he didn't get so far with during the primaries.
NPR's Audie Cornish with the Obama campaign. Thanks, Audie.
Thank you.
We're joined by Mike Hanley. He's executive director of United Neighborhood Centers for Northeastern Pennsylvania, the region that includes Scranton. Mike, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.
What are you hearing from people there?
We're just thrilled that we're getting so much national press at all the conventions. Everybody seems to have Scranton on the tip of their tongue. Certainly the fact that Senator Biden is his hometown and Senator Clinton has her roots here, I think, has brought that to the forefront.
What is it that draws these two campaigns to make Scranton the iconoclastic American community of this campaign?
Scranton is really an up-and-coming community, I think. It's a community that has suffered in the past, a mining town for many years and then a manufacturing town, and much of that has gone away. Right now, we're in a period of rebirth.
You're not actually worse off than the rest of the country. You're not better off either. I've read the unemployment numbers for July for the region, 6.1%. That's just where the country is now.
Yeah, that's right. We're actually a growing community, which we're not seeing that much in the Northeast these days, I think. The latest census figures had Scranton actually with an increase in population. It's a great place to be at this juncture.
You work in a social services agency, so you deal with people who need help with community services, with housing, with looking for jobs.
That's correct, yes. We deal with folks from birth through senior citizens.
With these new unemployment figures out today nationally, with this spike in unemployment, what is the employment situation there?
It's a real mix, and I'm not sure there's anything that really stands out that makes it different from any other part of the country. Businesses are hurting economically, and of course that trickles down to the employees. There's a lot of folks who are actually underemployed here who have been struggling kind of on the edge.
What are you hearing about the election?
There's a lot of optimism and a lot of hope for change here, and so people are really evaluating things at the national level and to find out who is best to be able to step up to the plate and make that change happen and to help Scranton continue its rebirth here.
So you don't get any sense that people think that, oh, we really do need change and that means Senator Obama, or we like this guy, Senator McCain, because we know that he's a maverick and he's a very appealing personal story and he's saying the right thing?
I think that people are struggling. Folks that we're talking to in our senior centers are really weighing back and forth. Folks that we're talking to in the street, people who are in our child care centers or our working families, all of them are really looking at this, and I think it is a real struggle for them at this point in time.
And what are they waiting to hear?
You know, I don't know. I think they're just waiting to see how it plays out in the next few months and what kind of messages they're getting.
Mike Hanley is executive director of United Neighborhood Centers of Northeastern Pennsylvania. That's where Scranton is. Mike, thank you.
Thank you.